Okay, today we are continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Ksubas, and today we are learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So it says Mishnah Hey Hamasi es bitostam lo yivchas lamechamishim zuz. When one marries off his daughter, he has to give her a dowry of a minimum of 50 zuz. Now a husband has to provide his wife with a bunch of stuff. Also, he has to give her clothing. That only happens at the time of nisuin when she moves in with him. The father gives her clothing up until that point. So the Mishnah tells us that if her father and her husband agreed that the husband's going to start his obligations earlier, so pasuk lachnisa aruma, if the father made the condition to the husband that he's going to bring her into the husband's house without any clothing, meaning he's going to stop giving her clothing before the wedding, and the husband said that's fine, meaning I'll give her clothing before the wedding, lo yomar abal ka'ash Kisha achnisa levesi achasena b'ksusi. The husband can't afterwards say, "Yeah, as soon as she moves into my house, I'll start giving her clothing that fit the level of society that I'm at." But until then, I'll just give her a poor woman's clothing, you know, based on the level of society that the father's at. Ela mechasava oda bebeis avia. He has to dress her with dignity and the dignity of his family, even though she's still living with her own family that maybe is not at that same socioeconomic status. V'chein ha-masi yasei yisoma, and if the kupa shel tzedakah is marrying off a yisoma, lo yivchas lamechamishim zuz, you got to give her a minimum of chamishim zuz for a dowry. Im yesh pakis mefarnesin osalik fikvoda, and if there's more money in the tzedakah, in the tzedakah account, so we should give her whatever she needs for the proper dignity that she looks to have. Now says Mishnah Vav, yisoma shesiata ima o achea midayt. If a woman who's a girl who's a katana and is a yasoma was married off by her mother or brothers with her knowledge, meaning this is a marriage on a drabbanan level, a katana cannot be married off by anybody other than her father, but she's a yasoma, she doesn't have a father, so midrabbanan, her mother or brother can marry her off. V'kasvula b'meo b'chamishim zuz, and they wrote in her ksuba that they're providing a dowry of 100 zuz or 50 zuz from the father's estate. Yichali hi mishetagdi lahotimiyad. So when she becomes a gedola, when she becomes over bas mitzvah, she could take that which she deserves, meaning she really is entitled to get 1/10 of the father's estate. She was a katana when she agreed to take the smaller amount of just 50 zuz or 100 zuz. So that agreement that she made, that she'll take that smaller amount, is irrelevant because she was a katana. She had no das at the time that she made that agreement. Now, the assumption is that she's always entitled to 1/10 of her father's estate. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Hesias Habas HaRishona, Yinasa Nashia Kederek Shenasa HaRishona, that if a man had already previously married off one of his daughters, and then he died, so the next daughter is not entitled automatically to 10% of his estate, she's entitled to whatever her sister got, that we assume the father would have been consistent in terms of the type of dowry that he's going to give to his daughters. Back. We've never heard of someone that made a fancy wedding for their first child and then their own financial well-being took a turn for the worse and they made a less fancy wedding the next time, or vice versa. You don't know that just because he gave a dowry of a certain amount to an older daughter that he would have given the same to the younger daughter. It may have been more or less. No, you always just give 1/10. You give 10% because we cannot assess based on what he had done in the past. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that someone who marries off a daughter has to provide a dowry of at least 50 zuz, and if they made an agreement between the father and the husband that the father's going to stop providing her with clothing before the nisuin, and the husband's going to start providing her with clothing at that time, the husband cannot come with the taina that, yeah, I'll provide her with clothing, but very low-level clothing that befits someone who lives in the home that she currently lives in, and only once she moves into my house, I'll start giving her higher-level clothing. He has to give her the higher-level clothing right away. And when we marry off a yasoma, we also have to make sure she gets at least 50 zuz, and if there's more money in the tzedakah account, we should give her more than that. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if a girl is married off by her mother or brother because her father's no longer alive, and she agrees to take a dowry with her of only 100 zuz or 50 zuz, when she becomes a gedola, she could say, hey, wait a second, I'm supposed to get 10% of dad's estate as my dowry, and they're going to have to then furnish her with that. Rabbi Yehuda says, No, there's no automatic 10%. We go based on his track record. And if the father, with previous daughters, gave a certain amount for the dowry, that's what we assume he would have given for this daughter, and that's what the estate is responsible for. But the Chum say, no, you can't always go with a track record because people's financial status changes. So we'd go with the automatic 10%. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll conclude the sixth parak and begin the seventh parak of Maseches Ksuvos.